Okay, today's daf is daf Tesvav. We're on Yudalad and Beis at the Mishnah. Just two horrors from yesterday that I had referred to that I didn't get to finish. First, I had mentioned that there was a Ramah about saying Pita Maktores every day. So that's in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. The Ramah writes, V'yishlomar Pita Maktores Erev Uboker Achar HaTfila. That would be by Shachris and Mincha, because the Ketores is brought twice a day. V'omrim Tchila Enkel Okeinu. V'omrim Hashir Shalvim Haya Omrim, etc. V'yesha Kosvu Li Zohar Lomar Pita Maktores Mitoch Aksav V'lo Balpeh Mishem Sha'amir B'mkom HaHaktara. V'chayshin Hashem Yedalig Echad Misamaneha. We think maybe you'll miss one. V'yamrin Hashu Chayav Misa Imchisar Achas Misamaneha. And the Chayav Misa if you leave one out. V'chay Nogu Shalo La'omro B'chol Shememarin L'malachtan V'chayshin Hashem Yedalig. So that's why the Ramah says that there's a minhag, that's the Nusach Ashkenaz, not to say it on weekdays. Again, so if Nusach Sfarad, if you do say Pita Aktaris, the message is that you just got to say it slowly and got to make sure that you don't skip any. So that is one Ha'ara from yesterday. The other Ha'ara had to do with the Begadim. As I mentioned, on the top of Yudalam Abed, it had said Pinchas HaMalbish, that Pinchas is the one who clothed the big day kahuna gedola. That's what the Gemara says. That he was the one who put the clothes on the Kohen Gadol. And the Rav Bartanura said it means the, and most of the Mefarshim say it means all the Kohanim. You know, why should it only be in charge of the big day kahuna gedola? But I thought maybe there could be a pshat that why it's dafka, the big day Kohen Gadol. Because there is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Do you count the big day kahuna as a separate mitzvah? The Rambam in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel says, "Shenitztavu haKohanim lilbosh begadim miyuchadim lechavod lezefaris." Va'oz yavdu b'mikdash. Separate mitzvah saseh of Big Day Kahuna. That's what the Rambam says. V'amar Yisala basis Big Day Kodesh la'aron lechicha lechavod lezefaris, etc. The Ramban there on that Sefer HaMitzvos argues. He thinks im shitusa bekasuv arichos haTorah. Of course, it's a big, nice inyan, but if you look in the Bahag, says the Ramban, it's not counted. Vidaita lomar, why? What's the svar for the Bahag? Tekivan de'ein belevishas begadim shelo bashas avoda shum mitzvah einu ela hechsher ha'avoda shim avod bepachos behen o b'yoser tipasal avodaso. Says the Ramban, and the pshat of the Bahag, it's a din ba'avoda. Sin ba'avoda, meaning it's a hechsher avoda. You don't count every hechsher avoda for a separate mitzvah. Meaning he chelak mi mitzvahs avodim avod bahem. V'mayinu monin zeh ha-mitzvah ha-yerai limnos, you should count many things separately. Every part of the avoda, the menorah and the shulchan and the mizbeach, etc. So says the Ramban, it's a din ba-avoda, therefore you don't count big day kahuna separately. What's the pshat of the Rambam? How do the achronim interpret this sheet of the Rambam? So if you look in the Leiv Sameach, one of the great nosei kelim on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes the svar for the Rambam. He says, I don't agree. V'akaz of yochiach, Shalotoli, he says, well, let's, where's the part I want to read? V'yemkein mitzadze roi shalavishas v'gadim timna mitzvah la'atzma. Ki kein heim mitzuvim lios mechubadim u'mefuarim. What does the pasuk say? Because he's the big day kodesh, l'chavod l'sefaris. Doesn't say anything connected to the avoda. Shalavishas v'gadim timna mitzvah la'atzma. Ki heim mitzuvim lios mechubadim fuarim b'begdeyam b'nasim kohanim al yadam. That's the key lashon. V'nasim kohanim al yadam. These begadim make them kohanim. Umiyo zekein she'ila begadim mefa'arin osam. Umorin al kahunasam tziva oda shem yisbarach shlo yiv osan avoda bebeis mikdasho elohahem. There's a separate din of doing it, the avoda with them. But the big the kahuna have independent status. And as lashon was, it makes them into a kohen. As the Gemara in Zvachim says in Daf Yud Zayin, bizman shebigdeyem aleihem kahunasam aleihem. There's an aspect of being a kohen that has to do with the begadim. Obviously, a kohen can eat truma without begadim. A kohen is a lot of duchen without begadim. But there's an aspect of their kahuna, their kedusha, that is lacking without avoda. So the way the achronim formulate this machlokas is, are the big day kahuna a din ba'avoda or a din ba'kohen? The Ramban says it's a din ba'avoda, so it shouldn't be counted separately. Mash'ekid according to the Rambam. And there are a number of nafkaminas, differences between how you look at big day kahuna. I'll just mention one. And that is, there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin on Dachlam of Vavim Abayz, where the Gemara there has a separate drasha to exclude women from a certain part of the avoda. A separate drasha from Tanufa. And Tosfos there on Lamed Vavim Abayz says, why didn't we passel women? Because they're not wearing Pitei Kahuna. Forget the fact that there's a special drasha. They're not wearing Pitei Kahuna. Tosfos has two answers. Number one, maybe they put on Pitei Kahuna. Maybe the women put on Pitei Kahuna. Number two, Tosfos says, because, find you the line, Number two, Yesh Lomar, Kivan Shalonitz Tavu, Bibigde Kahuna, Lohavi Mechusre Begadim. Because they weren't Mitzuvah, they're not called Mechusre Begadim. Say the Achronim, what are the 2 days of Tosfos? This exact point. If it's a din ba'avoda, so the women also have to do the avoda. And if they're doing the avoda, they have to wear the begadim. That's the first day of Tosfos. The second day of Tosfos is that no, it's a din ba'kohen. And if there's a hechi timsi that a non kohen can do the avoda, so you don't need to become a kohen. You don't have to wear the begadim. So this is a general hakira of the achronim between whether the big day kohen or a din ba'avoda or a din ba'kohen. Again, a number of nafkamina. Maybe one could suggest there are a number of sources that say maybe there's a difference between big day kohen gadol and big day kohen hedyot. Because we know that the Bidei Kohen Gadol wears 8 begadim. So does that mean it's just 4 plus? It's just quantitatively different than the Kohen Hedyot's begadim? Or do you say that no, these 8 are qualitatively different? And there are different halachas. If you look in the Torah says by the Bidei Kohen Gadol, they should wear them l'kadsho l'chahanoli. While by the Bidei Kohen Hedyot, it just says l'chahanoli. There might be a difference. The hat of the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot are different names. Mitznefes and Mikbas. Not exactly the same, even where they have the same begadim. And if you look at the Rambam has another difference. The Rambam writes that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, after they're used, they have to be nignazim. You can't use them for any other purpose. Mashenke, the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, you could use for wicks for the menorah. You could use them for other things. So maybe one could suggest that the Big Day Kohen Gadol, that has inherent kedusha, that's a din b'kohen. Those make him into the Kohen Gadol. Mashenke, the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, they are more just getting him ready to do the avodah. If that's true, then we have to say in the Gemara, though. Because what does the Gemara say? That the Pinchas was the Malbish on Dafka the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Maybe it's Meduyik, because Dafka the Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol with the Begadim. That's why he Dafka needed a Malbish. If it's just Lutzor HaVoda, so just put on the Begadim, what's the big deal? Just put on the Begadim, the Lutzor HaVoda. You wouldn't need a special Malbish. So maybe the Gemara is Meduyik, Dafka, the Big Day Kohen Gadol. Again, it's part of a larger scheme, but that is just a suggestion. Okay, let's now go to the Mishnah. In the middle of Yudalan Mabes. Dal Chosamos Haiba Mikdash. There were 4 Chosamos in the Mikdash, meaning when somebody went to get their Nesachim, we had in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek that there was a certain individual appointed that if you wanted to buy Nesachim, the flour and the oil, you would go, you would pay for it in the special office, they would give you a ticket, and you would take that ticket to go buy the what you needed. So there were 4 kinds of tickets in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kasav Alein, it was written on them, Egel, Zachar, Gdi, Chote. Egel, a cow, Zachar, a ram, Gdi, a goat. V'chote, a chote is a mitzora, a carbon of a mitzora who needs to bring Nesachim. So these were the 4 different shiurim of Nesachim. So that's why you had 4 tickets, one with each of these names on it. So they would bring this to the person in charge of the Nesachim, and the person in charge would bring them the what they needed. Ben Azai Omer, hey, there were 5, not 4. Why? As we'll see which one he adds on. V'hayu, v'aram is kasav aleihen, and it was written in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. Tosas Yatav says, because the whole point of this was, people came to do it, they have to understand what it says on it. They couldn't understand it, that it would be better if they're written in their own vernacular. So that's why it was written in Aramaic. Egel, Dachar, Gdi, Chote Dal, V'chote Ashir. 2 different kinds of karbanos of mitzora. There was the dal and the ashir, the poor and the rich mitzora. It brought different karbanos and thus had different nesachim. Every animal had its own set of nesachim that had to be brought. It's only its own shear of oil and flour and wine. So that is why it had a separate ticket. The Gemara will talk about what the machlokas is between the Tanakama and Ben Azai. Continues the Gemara. Egel, the ticket that said Egel, Mishamesh and Nisrei Bakar, Gedolim, Muktanim, Zacharim, and Akevis. Egel was used for all Nesachim of cattle, big and small, male and female. Gedi, the ticket that says Gedi on it, Mishamesh and Nisrei Hatzon, it was used for all sheep and goats. Gedolim, Muktanim, Zacharim, and Akevis. They all had the same amount of Nesachim, Chutz Mishal Elim, except for rams. Ram is an older male sheep, and that had a different shear, so that's why Elam had its own ticket. Ayol, so the one that says Ayol or Zachar, Mishamish and Nischei Elam Bilvat, they were the only ones that they were the Nesachim for the Elam for the rams. Chote, Mishamish and Nischei Shalosh Behemah Shematzorah. Chote was used for the Karbanos of a Mitzorah. First, we'll talk about in the Mishnah why Dafka, the Mitzorah is called a Chote. There are a lot of Chotim. A lot of chotim in the world. That's what the Mitzvah is called, a chote. So I saw the quoted here in the Birei Hadaf from the Tiferes Tzion, that generally almost all of our chatayim are based on some type of taiva, some type of hana that we get from the chait. So if that's true, so that's why it's not really us doing it. It is us doing it, but it's our not controlling our yetzer. But the Medrash by the Nachash says to the Nachash, you know, why you bite? You don't get any hana from biting people. Why are you biting people? And he says back, why do people speak lashon hara? They don't get any hana from it. They just do it stam. So lashon hara is one of the few averus where there's not even we don't even get hana from it. It's just being malshin on the other person. So it's not even really, you could say, we can't control our yetzer hara. That's really us doing it, because we don't even get any hana from it. So that's why Dafka, maybe the Chote, the Tiferes Tzion says, the Mitzvah is called the Chote, the Mitzvah which is connected to Lashon Hara, is really doing it himself. Okay, Mishu, Mavakish Tosachim, continues the Mishnah, whoever came to the base of Migdash, this is how it went, wanted to get Nesachim, he went to Yochanan, who was in charge of the tickets, but no, see, Lomos, and he paid him for it, and he got a ticket from him. Balo etzel achia shumamun al nesachim. Then he came to achia with his ticket. Venosin lachosam umchav nesachim. He gave achia the ticket, and then he got his nesachim in return. While erev at night, ba in ze etzel ze. So every night, achia and Yochanan met each other. V'achia mosias achosamos umkabel kenegdan mos. They tallied up to make sure everything was even, all the tickets and all the money. In pachsu pachsulo, if there was something less, so then Yochanan had to pay for it, because I mean he gave out too many tickets. V'yishalim Yochanan mibeso, and he had to pay for it from his own house to even it up. V'im hosiru, and if there was one extra for some reason, there was extra money, hosiru lehektish, hektish keeps it, sheyat hektish al ha'olyona. As we've had before, hektish always wins. Misha avat chosamo, if somebody, let's say in the middle of the day, lost their ticket, it fell out of their hands, the big hubbub in the base of Mikdash, they can't find it. So what do? Mabtina lo ad erev, they wait till the night time, and hopefully there'll be one extra. V'im matzo lo kedei chosamo, no sin lo, if they find one extra, this is obviously this guy's ticket, so they give it back to him. V'im lav, there was no nosar by a ticket, so you can use it the next day. V'im lav, lo hayu nosin lo, but if it was equal, they didn't give it to him, he's got to buy another one, tough luck. It was exactly equal, we don't believe him. The shame ayom kasav alei b'nei Aramon. The name of the date was written on every ticket so that nobody could use these on another day. Can't just keep it for the next day. So Dafka said that day, so that day of the week, so they know that it only could be used on Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day of the week was written on the ticket. Period. Okay, continues the Gemara. Uke ben Azai chote da lama. Ben Azai did have. Ben Azai had a separate ticket for the poor chote. What's the machlokas between Ben Azai and the Tanakama? The Tanakama only has one ticket for the mitzora, and Ben Azai has two. One for the poor, one for the rich. So the number of pshatim had to read the next line. We'll go with one pshat. Haya mevi lugo, or the Tidin Chatins has the girsa of mipnei. Mipnei shahaya mevi lugo imo, ram karabanan mevi gedi. Period. What does this mean? It means that they argue whether the Mitzora was going to bring his own Nesachim to pour on his fingers. We know that a Mitzora not only brings Nesachim in order to be makriv with his karbanas, but he also gets sprinkled with a special mixture of shemen and dam on his thumbs, on his earlobes, on his big toes. So so that's why the question is, did he bring that one from home to save money? He didn't have to buy two from the Beis HaMikdash? Or no, he also bought that out of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ben Azai says he also bought that out of the Beis HaMikdash. So that, and you buy, sorry, the Ashir bought that out of the Beis HaMikdash and the Ani did not. So that's why you had to have two tickets for the Mitzora, because there were different Shiurim. You can't just have a Chosam that says Chote Mitzora. Mashaykit, according to the Tanakama, no, they all got it from the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it was all the same Shir. Period. Nischei Rachel Ma. How much Nesachim do you have for a Rachel? A Rachel is a ewe, and it's parallel to a ram, parallel to an ayel in the male gender. So how much, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So how much Nesachim are there for a Nischei Rachel? So the Gemara says, Mon ma detaninon gedi mishamish eschezon gedol muktan. So Charmin Akevis, the Mishnah says that gedi, the word gedi, includes everything in the sheep and goat category. So hada amri nischei rachel kischei di. So it must be that it's the same as the nesachim of a gedi, like all the others in the Mishnah. Number one. Number two is even based on a pasuk, not just the language of the Mishnah. The pasuk says, That's the pasuk. And now we're going to darshin each part of the pasuk to teach us about a certain animal with its nesachim. L'shar ha'echad, so we're just going to talk about different types of the animal kingdom. L'shar ha'echad, lomanem, or what is the being referred to by shar ha'echad? This is what should be done to one shar. Magishol chilik minischei egel and nischei shar. This is to teach me that we're not machalik between the nischei egel and the nischei shar, which is a difference of age. An egel is a younger calf, and a shar, but an egel is also male, and a shar is an ox. A shar is older. So that's what the shar ha'echad teaches me, that it's the same amount of nesachim brought with these two animals. Shahaya Badin, because I might have had the svara to distinguish between them. Why? Ben atzon to nesachim, ben abakar to nesachim. Sheep ni nesachim, and cattle ni nesachim. In matzano shachilik ben nischei keveth and nischei ayo, just like I see from our Mishnah, that there's a difference between keveth and ayo, that means first year, and second year, sheep. So, lachain, next amud, tasvam and aleph, lachach na'achlo ben nischei ne'egel and nischei shor. So I might have thought to also be mechalik in the cattle division. Tambalomar, kacha yasal ashar ha'echad. That's why the pasuk says, no, this should be done for all sharim. They're all one. Magish lochilik ben nischei egel and nischei shor. Fine. That's what teaches me. That's the first part of the pasuk. We didn't get to answer our question yet. We asked about nechsei Rachel. So we continue. Ola ayol. Those are the next two words of the pasuk. What that teaching me? Lama ne'amar shayev edin. Also, I would have said the following. Im matzana shechilek ben nischei ben shana l'nischei ben shnatayim. Just like I know there's a difference between 1 and 2 year old animals. L'kach na'achlok ben nischei shnatayim l'nischei shalosh. I might have thought there's a difference between 2 and 3 year old animals. Tamalomer ola ayla echa. That's why he says la ayla echa, meaning once you reach 2 years old, no difference between 2 years old and older in the animal department. All the same nesachim. Next part of the pasuk, ola sepa kvasim lamanemar. What is that teaching me? Shahaya badin. Again, I might have thought something else. Ima tana shechilik b'nischei keves and nischei ayel. Just like there was a chilik between nischei keves and ayel, as we had before, the 1 year old and 2 year old. Male and male sheep. Lokach nachlo bin nisrei kisel nisrei Rachel. That's what we asked originally. But I'd have thought, so too in the female department, I would have been machalik between the amount of the nisachim for each of these animals. Tamalomar ola sebak vasim. So that answers our original question. All female sheep are equal. The only thing that's different is an older ram. That's the only one that's different, as the Mishnah says, ayil is the only difference. Ova izim, that part of the pasuk, lama ne'amar, so what is that teaching me? Shehayah b'din. In matar shechilik b'nischei keves and nischei ayel, I might have thought that just like we're mechalek between keves and ayel, l'kach na'achlo b'nischei gdi and nischei tayish, between a gdi and a tayish, which is a he-goat. Tamalomar, ova izim, hikish kadosh b'izim l'kadosh b'tiyashim. So Gemara ends off, that's to teach me that we're not mechalek between any of them. Mazeh b'shloshes lugin, avzeh b'shloshes lugin. Okay, different specifics about measurements for different animals. We'll have to be worried. We'll all be fluent in these shiurim, because we'll have to know how much oil, wine, and flour to bring. When I bring a sheep, when I bring a ram, when I bring a goat, all these different animals aren't just going to be 10 lines of a Yerushalmi, which we get confused with all these lines, but it's going to be Be'ez Hashem Halacha L'Maisa. Period. Okay, two dots. V'shem Hayom Kasuv. The Mishnah said that every ticket had the date written on it, so people couldn't find it, and they'll use it tomorrow. So says the Gemara, Hagatzmacha Sheziego Soyom. It only says Tuesday on it, so they'll wait till next Tuesday and they'll use it. How does the day of the week prevent fraud? They're going to use it the following week. Says the Gemara, you're right. There was something else also written on them. Shem Mishmar Hayikasav Alav. We know all of the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros, 24 special groups. They each had 2 weeks out of the year that they were designated. They were the Kohanim for that week, so that's 48. And then the weeks of Yontif, all the Kohanim worked. That basically takes care of the entire year. So Kohanim worked 2 weeks out of the year. Every week had its own Mishmar that worked. Within every Mishmar, there were families called Bati Avos, which each had a day of the week that they served. So that is the machlokas, whether it was 6 or 7 Bati Avos. Some say, I think we paskin, there was 6. On Shabbos, everybody worked. So the Shem Mishmar was written. So you can't use it next Tuesday, but that's a different Mishmar. So you'll know, so that's how they prevented fraud. So it says the Gemara, Hagabah Asmacha, Shesiyah goes to Mishmar. So they'll wait till next year. So they get it every year. Every year, the Kahan family has it, or even 6 months from now. The Tuesday of a Kahan family comes up twice a year. So they'll save it 6 months. So it still could be fraud. So Gemara says, no. Shem Hayom, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chodesh. The name of the week the day of the week, and the day of the month, and the family of the Mishmaros were all written on it. So I feel the Rosh Hashanah gave us the Lazai. That's not going to come up for years again. The same day of the week and the day of the month. So that's why you're right. It might come up in 15, 20 years. But generally, we're not choshesh for that. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, the next Mishnah is all about tzedaka, as we'll see. There were two offices in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas lishkas hashoin v'achas lishkas hakelim. One office was the secret office, and one was the kelim office. Lishkas Chashoin, the secret office. Why was it called secret office? Yirechei notzin l'stoka b'chashoi. The people who feared sin put in there b'chashoi privately. Why? Because it's a high level of giving tzedakah when you give it anonymously. If you look at review the Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, list the eight levels of tzedakah. Shmona malos ish bit tzedakah. The highest level, of course, being giving somebody a job. But the Rambam continues that anonymous is a very high level. Anonymous from both sides, from the giver and from the receiver's point of view. Then there are levels down. Mitzad the giver, mitzad the receiver, giving with a smile. All the different levels. Shmona malos bit tzedakah. That's in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in Perek Yud. So this is a kiyum of that halacha, that they used to throw money in from one side secretly, and the poor people used to come in and take whatever they needed privately. Nobody checked up, nobody knew. They just came in and took what they needed. Lishkas HaKelim, what about the office of the Kelim? What was that used for? Call me Shumazadib Kli, Zark Losocha. Whenever I was Nodiv to give a Kli to the Beis HaMikdash, I wanted to give a shovel, a hammer, any type of Kli, I used to just throw the Kelim in, Achas L'Shoshim Yom, and once a month, Hagizbarn Poschinosa, once a month the officers of the Beis HaMikdash used to open the room, V'chal Kli Shematzu B'tzarach L'Bet HaKabayis Manichoroso, anything that they think they can use for Bet HaKabayis, they used to leave there, they used to keep there, if it was a bowl, if it was a shovel, whatever it was, V'Hashar, but if they see something in there that's never going to be used for Bet HaKabayis, so they're just going to use the money. So Nimkarin, they sell it, but they know for the Bet HaKabayis, and they keep the money for Bet HaKabayis. Fine. Rabbi Yaakov, Ariti, Rabbi Yisrael, Bar Nachman, Havi Parnasim. These two great rabbis were leaders of the community. Vahavi Yavin L'Rav Chama Avoid Rabbi Yeshua Dinar. They used to give Rav Chama, the father of Hoshea, a dinar. V'huyav Leila Charanin. And he gave it to Charanin. Remember in Yerushalmi, you always leave out the Aleph. Acherim, to others. In other words, the Aniyim would have been embarrassed to get it straight from these great leaders. So that's why they used the middle person, so that they wouldn't be embarrassed by getting the tzedakah. Rabbi Zachariah chased Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Zachariah, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, hoya hakol melizner lav. Everybody used to make fun of him. Amen, they used to say, delo tzarech v'hu nasav. He doesn't need tzedakah, and yet he takes tzedakah. What a terrible guy. Min d'damach, after he died, badkin, they checked it out, v'ashrechin, tavi machal le'lecharnin. He was really taking it for other people, and they really did not realize who he was. Rabbi Chinen bar Papa, Davi Maflik Mitzvah Bilelya. Rabbi Chinen bar Papa used to give a lot of tzedakah at night, so people wouldn't see who was giving it. Chazman Paga Bei Rabon Deruchaya. One night, the head of the evil Ruchos met him. Right, getting back to the Shadim, end of Pesachim Gemaris. So Amar Lei, Lo Kein Alfin Rebbe Lo Sasa Gvul Re'echa. Doesn't it say in the Torah, Hasagas Gvul? This is my territory. What are you doing out at night? You know, this is Ruchos Rose territory. You're not supposed to be out at night. Lo Sasa Gvul Re'echa. So Amar Lei, he answers him, no. V'lo Kein Siv, Matan B'Seser Yich Pe'af. That a hidden, a private, of Matana, of Staka, Yich Pe'af, turns over af anger? So meaning, Stuck is powerful. Stuck atasami mabes. So Vavi mistafi minei, he was scared of him, but Arik min komi, so he ran away. So it sounds like giving Stuck at night is not so bad. If you look in the Birkei Yosef has a discussion of this from the Arizal. The Arizal said, or the Talmidim are quoted, that he didn't give Stuck at night. He gave by Shachris and Mincha, and not by Ma'ariv. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this, that you're supposed to give tzedakah. The Shulchan Aruch, interesting, in Hilchas Tefillah and in Hilchas Tzedakah, in Yeridaya, quote, as a kiyum to give tzedakah before Tefillah. Why? Because Tefillah we all daven as a unit, we daven, everything's in plural, we're all Klal Yisrael, so when we give tzedakah right before we daven, so that's a kiyum that we're saying, we're coming together, we're saying that we care about each other, we're all one unit. That's what it's a kiyum to give tzedakah before you daven. So the Arizal, based on this Gemara, Ba'arvis Zman Din Gamur is Zman of Din, so you don't want to do tzedakah at a time of Din. But the Birkei Yosef quotes from our Gemara, he thinks it's a raya against him. He thinks it's a raya like the other Achronim. They give tzedakah at night, because what happened? He said, what are you doing here at night? He says, tough luck. Tzedakah is Ma'an B'Seser Yich Pe'af. So therefore, the Birka Yosef thinks that it is okay. And therefore, he says, especially the Birei Hadaf quotes other Achronim that say many times people will use it as an excuse. Somebody will come asking them for stock up. Oh, it's nighttime. I'm sorry. I'm an Arizal man. But maybe another time. And they'll use it as an excuse. He says, better, he says, give it at night. You want to have in mind that it's a matana, it's not staka? Okay. Say it's a gift, so don't think of it as towards staka. Think of it as just you're giving them a gift for a mitzvah. But in any case, it would be okay to give it as staka. It is an interesting one line in the Tiklan Chavitin where he says, I'm giving matan baseser, therefore he quotes, shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin. But some achronim are bothered because the Gemara Pesachim that we had earlier in the Masechta says that doesn't apply where Shchiya Chazeka. So nighttime is Shchiya Chazeka. It's common to be hurt. So that's why they're not sure why exactly he quotes that here. Okay, we continue. Amar Rav Yona, Ashrei Nosin Ladaling Sivkan. The Pasuk of Tehillim doesn't say praiseworthy the one who gives the poor person. Ella Ashrei Maskil Eldal. Praiseworthy the one who thinks about it, who uses his seichel with the poor person. Zeshu mistakel b'mitzvah hechlas osa. Somebody who thinks about the mitzvah exactly how to do it. There is a big discussion in the Achronim, just to mention, whether there's an idea of lishma by tzedakah. We've had that tzedakah, we mentioned before, is the only mitzvah where the Gemara says you're allowed to test Hashem. I'm going to give the tzedakah only if you make my son a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says. I'm going to give the tzedakah to... So you're allowed to do that. That's b'chanuni nabazos, the Pasuk says in Malachi. You're allowed to test me for by tzedakah. Why are you allowed to do that? Separate idea. But that's what that's a shalom lishma idea. Is there an idea of giving tzedakah lishma? So some suggest no, there's no idea. Other mitzvahs, if I shake a lulav, I don't have good kavana, so I'm not doing anything. What about, I'm shaking a palm branch. If I don't think about lishma, if I don't think about the mitzvah, I'm not doing anything. Tzedakah lemaisa, the honey's going to get it. So you didn't do it lishma. You should do it with a happy face. But let's say inside I'm thinking, I hate this, I don't want to do it. But you gave it lemaisa. So maybe that's why there's no idea of lishma by tzedakah. Right, the whole idea of shichacha. What's shichacha? You forgot it. You forgot it in the field. So there's no idea of lishma. But if you want to look in the Beis HaLevi's, the first drasha, the Beis HaLevi has 18 drashas. So it's either quote printed at the end of his Pirush on Chumash, or in his Shuvas, he quotes there is an idea of lishma by tzedakah, and he quotes a number of sources that say your tzedakah is qualitatively different if you do it lishma. And he quotes this Gemara, where it says, you have to think about how you do the mitzvah. Ashrei maskil eldal. Ketzad, Yeah, Alex had a question. Right, it could be... Exactly, it could be by any Ben Adam L'Chaveiro as long as the result gets done. Could be that it applies to all Ben Adam L'Chaveiro according to this far. Kate said, Hi, Rabbi Yonah Ose, what did Rabbi Yonah do? How do you use his head with the poor person when he saw somebody who lost his wealth? Haya omelo bini, bishvil sheshamati, shenafachal Yerusha b'yomakam acher, tovat poreya. You know what? I heard you got a big Yerusha overseas. So you know what? Take this money and you'll pay me back when you get a chance. He didn't want him to feel bad, feel like he's getting a matana, getting a handout. So he said, you know what? I heard that you have plenty of money. So take this money now and you'll pay me back whenever you get a chance. Manda havinas. If once he took it, haviyamale matana hilacha. Once he took it, he said, you know what? Keep it. It's my present. So in that way, he was able to give it to him and not have him embarrassed. But interesting, it sounds like he went over to the ani. It's not like the ani came. He says, when he got money, he used to go and say, tol, take. We had a Gemara at the end of Masechta Shabbos, which says, a person should be mocked in tzedakah la'ani. Remember that Gemara? Had kufnu na'al from a base. The Gemara said that a person, Rabbi Chiya said, that he said to his wife, ki osi anya aktami li'irifta, always give him bread, ki hechi mi delikta mi labanecha, so that he gives our children bread. So Gemara says, Amra le mela kalayit lahu. She says, are you cursing me? You're cursing me that I'm going to get poor? He says, no. Anius is, remember the line? Galgal hachozer ba'olam. Anius is a wheel. And if one generation is rich, in two generations they'll be poor, based on the pasuk. Ki biglal hadavar hazeh. Anius and Ashiris is a galgal hachozer ba'olam, and therefore you always got to take care so people will take care of you. So that's an akim of this Gemara where it says he was mocked him to him. He went and said, take it. He didn't wait for the ani to come. There were certain old elders, Zakanim, in his day, when they used to get stuck between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they used to take it between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Manbasar came, but after Yom Kippur, they didn't take stock anymore. Amrin, the Shasan Gabon, our year is by us. What does that mean? So the Tech Lechadin here quotes the Gemara in Beitza, which says that a person's money and assets are katsuv once Yom Kippur comes along, and therefore they said, you know what, Hashem's going to take care of us now. We don't need to accept the tzedakah beforehand, maybe, but right now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us. Period. Nechem, Nechemya, Ishif, Nechemya, who we had before, who used to dig the ditches, Paga by Yerushalmi Echad, a poor person, Yerushalmi, met him, Amarle, Zakei mi Chadatarnagola, be mezake with me a hen. What does that mean? So number one, a hen was a very fancy food. This poor person was used to eating fancy foods. So he says, can I have some money to buy a hen? But the language that is used is zakei mi, merit with me. What does that mean? So the Tiklan Chadin quotes the Chazal. Chazal, it's quoted in all stuff at the discussions. Yoseri masha ha'ashir nosin la'ani, ha'ani nosin la'ashir. The usher gets more by giving staka than the ani gets by getting staka. Right? He gets chaya olam haba. He gets a lot more. So that's why he says, be mezake with me, because you're also getting something out of this. Amarle, so Nechemya, knowing that a hen was a very expensive item, says, halakha tumisa de kuput. You know what? Here's some money for some beef, for some meat. You don't need the hen. The hen is very fancy. It's more expensive. Just take this. Vizavet kuput va'achil umis. The ani got it. He bought it. He bought the meat. And he ate it and he died. Some of Farshim say that his body wasn't used to this. He was always used to eating hens, so this was different for his digestive system, and he couldn't handle it. V'havit savach v'amar Nechemya heard about it, and he started screaming, Bo v'siftu laharugo shal Nechemya. Ayvei, woe to the person who Nechemya killed. I didn't take care of him properly. We're going to have a couple of stories now about Amoraim who thought they didn't do their best in how they treated the aniyim. Nachemish Gamzu of fame, shahaya molech doron lebeis chamav. He was on his way to his father-in-law's house with a present. Paga bo muchashchin echad, a muchashchin, somebody with boils, somebody with a lot of problems, met him. Amalei zakimi vadis kabach. He had bundles and wagons of a lot of items. So the muchashchin says, "Can I have some? Could I have some, please?" Amalei mechzer. So the Nachemish Gamzu didn't realize the dire situation that this person was in, and he was also on his way to do a mitzvah. He was going to his father-in-law's house. So he says, "You know what, mechzer? When I get back, on my way back, I'll give you." When he got back, he realized he saw that he died already. Bahavi Omar and Nachemish Gamzu goes to him, Lakivle, to the corpse, and he says to him, the eyes that saw you and didn't give you should become blinded. The hands that didn't stretch out to you should be cut off. The feet that didn't run to help you should be broken. Umatse Cain, and all of these came true. His curse on himself came true. Salak Lagabe Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva came to visit him. Amale, Oili, Shani Roas Chabakach. Whoa, Rabbi Akiva says, Oy vey, that you're in this situation. Amale, Oili, Shani Roas Chabakach. Woe is me, says Nachemish Gamzu, that you're not in this situation. Amale, Mat Makalani, you're cursing me? What does that mean? Amale, Mat Mavai Bisurin, what are you screaming about Yisurin for? Kadosh Baruch Hu does this for me. I want this to get a kapara and olam hazeh, so I'm not complaining about it. So you don't complain about it. Okay, next story. Rav Hoshea Rabba, the great Rav Hoshea. So the Musar Haskel is always take care of aniyim right when they come to the door. Rav Hoshea Rabba, Habi Rabba Debrei Chad Sagi Nahora, one of his sons Rebbeim was blind. V'havi Yolof Acholi Mi B'chol Yom. Every day he used to eat supper with him. Chadzman, Habi Le'orchen V'lomat Me'chli Me. One day he couldn't come because he was eating. He had other guests in his house. He couldn't eat with him. V'ram Shasalak L'gabe. That night he went up to him. Amar Le Lo Yichos Mari Alai. Don't be mad at me. Begin to Habi Le'orchen Yomadein. I had guests today. To Amr So Livzi B'yakra Demari. If they would have eaten with you, they might have been priestless in your covet. They might not have given you the proper covet, so I didn't want to bring them with me. Yom Adin begin canes, that's why today, lo achlis emare Yom Adin. That's why I didn't eat with you today. Amar Lei, so he answers him, ata piyasti l'man demischami velochami. You have consoled, you have appeased the one who is seen and doesn't see, meaning me. Dein dechamei velo mischameim yekawa piyusach. Halavai, the one who sees and is not seen, should also accept your tanchumin, a reference, of course, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Lei, Hadami Nalach. What a great line. Where did you get that line from? That's an amazing line. So Amar Lei, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. I got it from him. So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Ol Chad Desagi Nero Lekarte. Once I had a poor person went into Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's city, Yosef Le'er, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov L'Ramine. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov wanted to give him kavod, so he sat below him. The Yemrun, so that people will say, the Ilulei Dahavi Bar Nasha Rabba, were this person not a great person? Well, Yosef Le'er, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov L'Ramine. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov wouldn't give him all this kavod and put him on a high pedestal. So, Avilei Parnasa the Yaker, they gave him lots and lots of money. Elun Ma'o Hachin, so all of a sudden he says, where am I getting all this money from? I haven't had such a good stop in a long time. They told him, Rav ben Yaakov is sitting below you. So obviously everybody thinks you're a great person. So, Vitzaldi Alachad Tzlusa, so they say he all of a sudden said a special tefillah about Rav ben Yaakov. Atok Amalta Chesed Laman Demischami Velochami. You did Chesed to the one who is seen and doesn't see, meaning I, the blind person. Dein Dechami Velomischami Yigmo Yiten Chesed. So the one who sees and is not seen should do Chesed to you. And that's where the beautiful line was from. Okay. Rav Chama Bar Chanina Bar Boshia, Havi Betailin Be'ilon Kinishta, Dulud. These two Rabbanan were walking around the shuls of Lud. Even in Lud, there was more than one shul. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina Bar Boshia, Kama Makon Shikov Osei Kan. Oh, look at all these gorgeous shuls. You know how much money my grandparents put into the shul? You know how much money they donated? Unbelievable. You know how much money there is? Amar Lei, so he says back to him, Kama Nefasha Shikov Osei Kan. How many lives did your grandparents waste in this place? They were so busy making gorgeous shuls, they couldn't give money for people who were sitting and learning? That's the end of the conversation. Rabbi Avon Abad Ilan Tareh, story, the Sidra Rabba, he donated money to make great gates in the front of the big base medrash in the city. Money came to him. Amar Lei, Chami my Avdis, do you see what I've done? Give me some credit. Amar Lei vayishach Yisrael zosehu vayiven echalos. Yisrael forget their creator and they build temples. Lo havi beinash diyilin baraisa. There's nobody learning that you could have given the money to? This is the end of the story. So this is quoted. This idea is in Shulchan Aruch because there's a Maharik. The Maharik says, from this Gemara you see that giving money to people learning, sitting and learning Torah is greater than giving money to build a Beis HaKnesses. But he's medayik. Stam giving money to aniyim versus building a Beis HaKnesses, he thinks a Beis HaKnesses would win. Because the Gemara only says, he doesn't say, weren't there poor people around? He specifically says, weren't there people sitting and learning that you could have given money to? So that's what in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchot Staka, in Reish Mem Tes, Yesh Mi Sheomer, says the Shulchan Aruch, She Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses Adifa Bi Mitzvah Staka, U Mitzvah Staka Lenarim Lomo Torah Adif Bi Mitzvah Beis HaKnesses. That's the hierarchy. Giving to people learning, building a shul, and then giving to stam poor people. The Gra on that Shulchan Aruch quotes our Gemara and says he doesn't think it's lav dafka. I mean, the Gemara says people learning, but maybe it also means poor people. Maybe it means any other mitzvahs regarding people. So it's unclear. Either way, put this on the list of hierarchy of where to send your tzedakahs to. Okay, you have to split up your tzedakahs, but this is one of the many sources that has to do with where the best places are to send your tzedakah. I guess the Gemara Pesachim about not to take money for learning. You have to know what the exact case is. About taking money for learning, or the Schar Batala Gemara, or is it that they weren't taking money for learning, they were just taking money to get food, but not for teaching itself. Okay, third line. Tani, the Brisa says, again, Machloket, there's Girsos here, different Pshatim. Let's just go with our Girsa, which is the Girsa of the Ramban. Tani, relating to the back of our Mishnah. Tani Kachim is Beach, what's he as a Royal Lehem, Kachim Bedek Abayas, Ain't Kachim Bedek Abayas, what's he as a Royal Lehem, Kachim is Beach. If you run out of money for karbanos, the Brisa says, you're allowed to take money from Kachi Bedek Abayis. You're allowed to go from Kachi Bedek Abayis to Kachi Mizbeach. But the opposite is not true. If you have something that's Kachi Mizbeach, that's supposed to be used for animals, for karbanos, you can't switch it to Kachi Bedek Abayis. V'hatanina, is that true? But look in our Mishnah, where the Mishnah spoke about the room where they threw in their kalim. What did the Mishnah say? Kli shematzibo tzarach lebedek habayis, a kli that they found that they were going to use for bedek habayis, manichon oso, they used to leave it there. V'hashar, and what did they do with the other kalim that were found there? Nimkarin, they're sold, v'dimeyem nofon lebedek habayis, and they used the money for bedek habayis, and not, it said they only used the money for bedek habayis. It doesn't say anything about using the money for Kachim Mizbeach. So isn't that a raya that you can't use it for Kachim Mizbeach? So Mari answers no. Amar Reb Chizkia, Keni Masnisan, Lelishkas Bedek Habayis. Lelishkas Bedek Habayis. The Mishnah means not that you should use it, throw it back in and use it for Bedek Habayis, but after you get the money, you use it for items, you put it back into the office of the Bedek Habayis. But in a Chinami, it might be that it could be used for Kachim Mizbeach. Okay, this relates to something we discussed a couple days ago about whether Kachim Bedek Habayis Dini Mamanis is not yours, Kachi Mizdech is yours, relates to that sugya where we spoke about that sheet of the Rambam. Okay, next Mishnah. Perek Shishi. Mishkalim, Perek Shishi. Shlosha also shofaros. Shlosha, there were 13 shofaros in the Beis HaMikdash. Shofar doesn't here mean shofar. It means containers shaped like a shofar. Shlosha asher shulchanos, there were 13 tables. Shlosh asher hishtachavayos, Hayim HaMikdash. There were 13 places where one had to bow down in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 places where he came to, you had to bow down. Shal Beis HaBegamliel, v'sheis Rebbe Chananias, gana konim, Hayim Hishtachavim ba'arbesre. They had 14. Why? The Yechonasi Yisera, where was the extra one? Kenegadir Ha'isim. That was in the firewood room in the Beis HaMikdash. Shekein Mesores b'yadam Yabosehen. They had a Mesorah, Shesham Ha'aron Nignas. That the Aron was hidden underneath the firewood room in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'isa b'koinecha shayim is asek. There was a story that one coin was involved in the avoda. V'roz ha'ritzpa shimashunim ichavroseha. He saw one of the tiles on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was a little raised. Bav amr l'chadeiro. He went to tell his friend because he figured that's where the Aron was. Lo hispik l'gmaris ha'davar asher yatsa nishmaso. Before he finished telling him where it was, he died. V'yedu b'yichud shesham ha'aron ganos. And they knew, it must be that the Aron was Nignaz then. As we're about to see, the Aron was Nignaz b'yimei Yoshiyahu HaMelech. And, right, nobody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want anybody to know where the Aron was hidden underneath. So that's why we're going to see another story in the Gemara like this as well. There's a fascinating Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah where he says, why did this happen in the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech? Because it's a remez that the Bnei Yisrael already had Yeyush, that there was going to be a Churban Bizman Yoshiyahu, and hence his name. And he says, go through all the kings of Malchai Yisrael, you will find that their name is connected to something that happened in their lifetime, and it must be that the Navi who named them when they were born had Ruach HaKodesh. Shaul, he borrowed the Malucha from Yehuda. Right? It wasn't ready, the Malchus, it wasn't ready, so he borrowed the Malchus. And it was based on Sha'al. The Bnei Yisrael asked to have a Melech. That's what that's the king of Shaul. David, why? He quotes David HaMelech. And then Al-Shem Dodav, Avasol, Amo, Shlomo. There was Shalom in his days. Yeravam, Yarev, He caused the people to fight. Rechavam, he goes through every king to figure out exactly the name. And he says, Ukfiya Nire, Shnik Rashim, Alachim, Yom Leidasim, Afinavi, Veherachik Saspazeh. He says, I've been marech a little bit here, even though Afshe'inu Makoma. Why am I doing this in the middle of Masech HaShkalim? Why? Levavur Ki Pelehu. Just to let you know, because it's a pele, an amazing idea that I have found, says the Tiferes Yisrael. Okay, Tani, says the Gemara, HaShofar Salalu Akumos, these shofaros, containers shaped like a shofars, were bent. HaYitzaris Milamalan, Rechavis Milamatan, Mimei HaRamon. It was thin on top and wide on the bottom, so people couldn't pretend to put some money in, and they really would be taking some money out. You couldn't stick your hand in. It had a very small opening on top. Tani B'Shem Rebalazar, there's really a machlokas, what happened to the Aron? HaAron Gala Iman LaBavel. The first opinion says, the Aron left also. The Aron, after Bayis Rishon, went to Babel. My time out, what's the pasuk? Lo yivaser davar, Amar Hashem. Nothing was left, says Hashem. And the word uses davar. Ein davar, ela shahadibros lasocho. Davar is a reference to the object that had the dibros in it. Interesting, the Torah never calls them the Aseres HaDibros. We call them the Aseres HaDibros, and we translate that as the Ten Commandments, which is not exactly, Dibros and Commandments aren't exactly a good translation. But it's interesting, where the first source is where the term Dibros is used. Aseres HaDibros, he has one of the early sources. The Midrashim talk about it, but this is a Gemara that calls them Dibros. Right? The Dabar is alluding to something that the Dibros are in, which is the Aron, and Hashem says that was not left. The Navi says that was not left. V'cheinu Omer, it also says, Pasuk Adibra Hayamim, Ulitshubas Hashana, Shalach HaMelech Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the year, Nebuchadnezzar sent, Vayivi'ehu Bavela, and he brought Yehoyachin to Babel, Im Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem, with this special treasure of Hashem, Ezeo Klei Chemdas Beis Hashem, Zeha Aron. Period. That's all the first day. Reb Shimon Ben Lakish Omer, Bim Komo Haya Aron Nignas. No. The Aron was in its spot. The Aron was buried underneath the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we didn't know exactly where. Most think it's right under the Kodesh Kodashim, but as we saw in the Mishnah, some thought it was under the firewood section. Either way, it was in the area under the Beis HaMikdash. Hadohu Dechseh Vayarichu Habadim Vayirou Rashi Habadim El HaKodesh El Pnei Hadvir Velo Yirou HaChutza. Says that the Badim were lengthened and they were seen, the Badim sticking out were seen El Pnei Hadvir and they weren't seen outside. So we say that it was always there. It was always there, and the end of that Pasuk says, you look in the Gra, you go at the end of the Pasuk, Vayu Sham Ad Hayom Hazeh. That's where the Diak is really from. Ad Hayom Hazeh, meaning until today, the Aron is there. Where is it? It's underneath. So we'll talk about that when we talk about it, why the Aron had to be there. The Rambam paskins, the Aron had to be there. Mepharshim explained, Rav Soloveitchik writes this, Rav Shetha quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi, because the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash flows from the Aron. We spoke about this at the dinner. The Kedusha flows from the Aron. Without the Aron in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, there is no Beis HaMikdash. There is no Beis HaMikdash. So even in Bayis Sheni, the Aron had to be there. It was underneath, but it had to be there. Because if it wasn't there, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Just like if there's no Torah in the shul loses part of its Kedusha. There's got to be a Torah there, because the whole Kedusha flows from the Torah and from the Aron. K'siv ha-yiro v'hatam ve'lo yiru. The stira within the pasuk we just quoted. It says that the rods were seen, and the rods were not seen. Ela nirin v'lo nirin, bolten v'yotzin. They were sticking out of the curtain, and they were sticking out k'shnei dadei ha'isha. That's what it appeared outside the Kodesh Kodashim. So they were seen, but they were covered. Rabbanan Amri, Belishka Sir Ha'itzim Haya. Really, it was hidden underneath the firewood room. Ha'aron, Haya Ha'aron Ganos. That's where it was hidden. Ma'isa B'koin Nechvad Balmum, similar story as the one in the Mishnah. There was a coin who was a Balmum. That's why he wasn't doing the Avoda. Shahiya Omeinu Mefatzel Eitzim Belishka Sir Ha'itzim. He was checking the wood for worms in the wood room. V'raza Ritzba Shahi Mishana Mechav Oseo. He saw that the floor was different than its friend. Bob Amalacha Deiro, Bob Reza Ritzba Zoshi Mishana Mechav Oseo. Come see the floor. So again, they knew that was the exact place where the Aron was, because he wasn't able to say it. Tani Rav Oshia, Hikishal Abakurnis, Vyasa Ish Vasarafto. Another person, one time he saw the spot and he hit it with a hammer and he was burned up. Tani Rav Yehuda Ben Lakish Amar, final piece. Beis Aronos Haimahakanim Yisrael by Midbar. Says Rav Yehuda Ben Lakish, Rav Yehuda Ben Eloi, there were two Arons in the Midbar. This is a major machlokas Rishonim, Rashi Ramban, but it's based on a machlokas Tanoim. There were two Arons in the Midbar. Acha Shaisa HaTorah Nesuna B'socho. One had the Luchos. Va'achajayu Shivrei Luchos Nesuna L'socho. One had the Luchos, one had the Shivrei Luchos. Two different Arons. Zeh Shaisa HaTorah Nesuna B'socho Hayimunach Bo Amoed. The one that had the second Luchos in it was always stayed in the Mishkan. Hadhu Dasiv. That's what it's meant. Va'aron Bris Hashem Moshe L'mashu Mikar V'machaneh. The ones that had the broken luchos in it, that's the one that always went out with them to war, and sometimes it was seen. That's the first opinion. The Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan say no. Aron Echad Haya, there was one Aron which had both in it, the luchos and the shivri luchos. And one time in history it was taken out and it was captured by the Plishtim. And now the Gemara goes through different rayas for each of the shitas. We'll just do the first one. Kari Mesailu the Rabbanan. There's a pasuk that supports the Rabbanan that was only one Aron. The Plishtim say when they see the Aron coming, who's going to save us from here? So they're very surprised. Right, obviously they never saw it before. Mila Dulocham and Min Yomei, they never saw in all their days. So obviously they never took it out before. Period. If you look in the Ramban, the Machlokas Rashi Ramban al Torah, the beginning of Perek Yud in Sefer Dvarim, Rashi holds like the Abban d'Amar that there were two Aronos. While the Ramban quotes rights from other sources, there's only one Aron. This Machlokas is really Machlokas Rashi Ramban, and look there for what the Svaris are behind this Machlokas. It also relates to, are you allowed to keep a Pasul Sefer Torah in the Aron with the kosher Sefer Torahs? That's part of the Machlokas. You're allowed to put the Shivrei Luchos in with the real Luchos. Okay, we'll stop here, and today everybody should have a Chag Sameach, a Goyim Yantif, and we'll see you back on the web, Ez Hashem, on Sunday. David ben Yishai and Yisrael ben Eliezer, the Shemtiv.